Hear about it. Talk about it now with Matt Patrick.
KTRH News Time is 7:16. Thanks so much for having us in. We sure appreciate it. Joining us right now, there is none better in the city of Houston when it comes to political and media experts. It's Begala McGrath. We got them both here with us. Gentlemen, welcome back to Houston's Morning News, and I hope your Christmases were wonderful.
Absolutely. Wonderful time. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Are both of you in town? I know it's none of my business. Are either of you in town?
I'll confess to being in the Southern Hemisphere in Santiago, Chile right now, as a matter of fact.
Mr. Begala, are you in town or are you vacationing?
I am. I'm in the fair city of Houston, Texas.
Good for you. All right. Well, let me start with you then. Hey, listen, it's no secret that I'm not a huge Boehner fan. I've never liked this guy, quite frankly. He snorts, he weeps, he's now Speaker of the House. So after this debacle, this political debacle with the payroll tax extension, Chris, do you think that he's losing traction in his own party?
You know, no. Because in the end, you have to ask yourself, is he in jeopardy of losing the speakership? And there's absolutely no way that that's possible. Yes, this payroll extension issue was somewhat ridiculous to have fought it. I mean, the fact that the House and the Senate had to do something is not a surprise, and they end up almost doing nothing, which is a two-month extension. Boehner didn't want it. He didn't look good arguing against a tax cut. So, in essence, Obama and the White House really outmaneuvered them. He's not on the same page as Mitch McConnell in the Senate, but the Senate have a different mindset. They can afford to go to bat on issues like this. Boehner couldn't, because when you get down to it, if you're standing in the way of a tax cut, no matter how ridiculous the one-month, two-month, six-month extension, it still made Boehner look weak. In the end, he looks weak, but his speakership is not in jeopardy. Love him or hate him or somewhere in the middle, he is the speaker, and his power has not diminished. He just took a bit of a black eye on this one.
All right, Jim McGrath, let me ask you this. Did the freshman conservative Tea Party House members learn a valuable lesson through all this?
You know, you hope the one thing that comes away from this is understanding that, you know, in politics, getting 80% of what you want sometimes isn't a bad thing. You can go back and fight for the other 20%. And the Senate leader 20, 30, 40 years ago once compared leading the Senate to herding cats. I think Speaker Boehner, with his Tea Party caucus, feels a little bit like that. Their mindset is that of one that's in the opposition, not in the majority. Being in the majority is about getting stuff done, and that's what happened this week. It was messy, but at the end they got it done.
All right, very good. Jim McGrath, Chris Begala joining us this morning. Gentlemen, when we come back, I want to ask you about who's not on the Virginia primary and if that's going to hurt them. And it's interesting as we go forward here with the primaries, as we begin to see what the American people really think and who may be that GOP nominee.
Your Houston Morning News with Matt Patrick continues.
KTRH News Time is 7:22, and joining us, they are the best. There's no question about it. It is Chris Begala, Jim McGrath, our political and media experts from BegalaMcGrath.com. Gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about the Virginia primary. It looks as though Gingrich didn't make it on either. We heard Rick Perry didn't make it on the Virginia primary, didn't get the 10,000 signatures that they needed. Let's talk about Perry. First of all, how bad a mistake is this, Jim McGrath, for Governor Perry's organization?
Well, it shows, keen on the last word you said, organization. It shows a lack of it. And there's no doubt that the rules in Virginia to get on the ballot for the March primary there are onerous. There's a heavy lift here. You have to get 600 signatures from each of the congressional districts in the state. All told, you have to have over 10,000 verified signatures. So that you have to show some organizational muscle here in the dog days of December, politically speaking. And so not being able to meet that threshold early on here just shows that you're not really ready to move beyond the early states, New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, and so forth.
Chris, is this a problem? I mean, Virginia, traditionally a blue state. Does Perry or Gingrich care?
Yes, they should care, and it just shows you how much work, like Jim was saying, there is to be done all across the country. And for this matter, when you drill down into a state like Virginia, you have to get out there and get boots on the ground. And it sounds easy, but if you take every single congressional district and you take 600 valid accredited signatures, it's not easy. You got to have people out there. That's the difference between Romney and Gingrich. Gingrich clearly does not have the regional or national team that Romney has. When you say, I can run across the country, you have to be able to drill down into states, into counties, into this example, congressional district, and he wasn't able to do that.
So, Jim, let me ask you this, and I'll let both of you weigh in on this real quick. Could this be, you know, a bellwether for both of these campaigns? I mean, could this spell the beginning of the end, do you think, for the Perry campaign, Jim?
Well, I think it's a black eye, particularly for Speaker Gingrich, who, you know, roundly reassured everybody, I'll be on the ballot. Then he didn't get on the ballot. He says, well, don't worry, we'll do a write-in ballot. Well, write-in, the rules in Virginia don't allow for write-in candidates. So I think the way he's played this, he's weakened himself, and the perception that he is organized and prepared to move on those earlier states, he just ain't there. That's a threshold he hasn't met. I think that's going to hurt his prospects going forward.
And Chris, how about you?
Black eye, yes. Death knell, no. It's more important for Gingrich right now because one would think he has a more staying power. I'm looking at Perry. Strong finish, third place in Iowa. If he doesn't get that, he's over. So it's a bigger black eye for Gingrich than it is Perry.
That's why we call them the experts. BegalaMcGrath.com is where they do business. Chris Begala, Jim McGrath, thank you so much for joining us. And again, hope you guys have a great Christmas, and we're looking forward to a great new year.